Everybody, this is Caddy. We're going to pretend you're in the September Cafe, even though it's like kind of a few days into October. That's okay. This is still going to be our September Cafe. We have John in the cafe with us, which is so exciting. And he's been so busy. We couldn't get it together until now. So here we are, together at last. How are you, John?
Good, good, good.
Yeah, you've
Yeah,
been
I was busy.
busy.
Well, I think that one's daughter's wedding, constitutes busyness. I felt I had a real excuse to not, I mean, the run up to it obviously there was a lot going on. And then, the week afterwards, we were all totally wasted getting over it. And I mean, it was odd. I don't know when he last spoke to Rog, but Roger's daughter got married at the beginning of the month. Atlanta got married at the end of the month. So we both had that experience. Both weddings were in Italy. Yeah, I mean, it was beautiful. It was there are pictures online and on Instagram, and I think there are going to be pictures on Vogue. So they're good. They say it's a happy crowd.
The pictures looked lovely. Was
Yeah.
it, I have spoken to Roger personally, not in the cafe, but he was quite emotional. And I wondered, sort of in the same, not only did both girls get married in the same month and in the same place, they both been with their partners for a long time. So, I know that you must know Dave quite well. Were you emotional about it, or had they already seemed married to you in your mind anyway, and this was the formal union?
Well, it was emotional. It definitely was emotional. Not when you expect it necessarily, because you kind of keep it together. I mean, I'm not, I'm English. I'm not good on public, displays of emotion. So you kind of keep it together, and then you have a quiet moment, that evening or the following day, and then you kind of feel it. The feelings all come rushing in. But I'm grateful, and I'm happy that she's found someone who's kind and loves her, and they've got a good relationship. So yeah, it was time.
I guess I first met Atlanta. Maybe she was 6 or 7. It was definitely after the wedding album tour. Anyway, I don't kid. I guess you never think you're old, but then when your friends or people you work with, their children start getting married, well, then you sort of feel old. She's such a lovely young woman, and you should, take 50% of the credit for that. But she's a nice person. And that,
Definitely.
and that's the most important thing. When your child presents themselves in the world and you can be proud of that, it's just, it's a nice thing. So
It is.
congratulations, Mazel Tov, all that groovy stuff. Well, so I guess we'll jump into like cafe stuff, which I really wanted to talk to you about in September, but it doesn't matter. Now the summer tour seems a little further away when I first came up with some questions to ask you, but anything stand out from that run this
No, it was
summer?
all great. That was all great this summer.
Everything. Yeah, all
Everything
of it.
about it. Yeah. I mean, places we hadn't been to in a long time. Being reunited with our audience in like Amsterdam, was amazing. Düsseldorf was amazing. Places that we hadn't been to in so long. I mean, the tour ended and we were all kind of like, wow, can't wait to do that again. I mean, it was wonderful.
That's great. And did you do anything fun over the summer that wasn't band related or not so much? Mostly, were you
That
like
wasn't
wedding?
band related. That wasn't band. I mean, most of what I did over the summer wasn't band related. I mean, in terms of band related stuff, I'm really excited. I've been working on the Power Station reissue. There's a 40th
Right.
anniversary reissue of the Power Station with all these bonus tracks, and there's like a four disc CD box, which was a real trip listening to. I mean, most people will tell, most people that do what I do will tell you they don't listen to their material, they don't listen to their albums much. You just don't. You just don't sit at home and think, you know what, I'm going to put the Power Station album on this after. You just don't. You don't go there. You have fragile relationships with your work, period, at
Okay,
best.
I get it.
When you find it, in that particular project, I had to go in and, I will say the album is really impressive. There's a double live album. There's a complete performance from Philly off that tour with Michael DeBar singing, and it is bonkers. Anybody that was
Oh, wow.
at that tour, I know Patti Palazzo, for example, it was her first ever concert, and it's bonkers. Not only do I not remember a single note, I mean, I'm listening to songs, I'm like, what is, oh my God, this is that. I mean, really, I've called the live album Power Mad. And you really get that sense of, just unfettered madness. It's like Andy and I and Michael and Tony and the crowd, this noise of the crowd. It's really fun. Anyway, that's great. The other thing is, I'm sitting on top of, we're just about to release the wedding album and Thank You on vinyl, and they're both double vinyl albums. So each album has about three songs a side. So that makes for a really cool listening experience. I'm quite excited about those, actually. As I say, I'm not typically one to listen to the work, but I spent some time listening to the wedding album a few weeks ago, and I was like, wow. I said to Charlie, if you, I mean, that album is like, it's such a journey. I can tell what we were into at the time when we did it. It's very much a London album. It's very much reflective of the things that we were into. We were going out doing a lot of clubbing at the time. You can hear the influence of a lot of the club music that was happening then, Soul to Soul, Nena Cherry, early XL, like early Prodigy. It's really, that, and that's behind the big ass ballads that, that most people in the ordinary world come and done, that most people know from that album. But, it's a really creative album, actually. And, yeah, that's been fun to listen to. I've got to wade through Thank You.
That
That'll be interesting. See if I can get through
was
to
the
them.
first album I worked on
Oh,
with
was
you guys.
it? Was it? Yeah.
That was
Yeah.
Trial by Fire.
Yeah.
Tanner, my son Tanner's gotten really into cassettes lately. I'm not sure why. It must be like a thing. And his school, was I telling you or I think I was telling Roger this. His school has totally banned cell phones, which I have my own opinions on. They used to be able to bring them in, they'd be locked up. Now they're totally banned. And he loves to listen to music during the day. So he or I bought him a Walkman, or he has my old one, and he's been buying cassettes. So I bought him the
Interesting.
wedding album. And I listened to it. And then he wanted a boombox because now he's going in. Whole thing. So I got him a boombox and we listened to the wedding album on cassette about like a month ago. And I was surprised how well it stood up. Like the songs, he was like, kind of, I think he was doing homework or whatever, but I could see him sort of, bopping along to the songs. And I was surprised at how well that
Well, it's
album.
very varied. It's
Yes.
very, which I suppose is not untypical for Duran, actually. I mean, the last one is two. But yeah, it's a good journey, and you tend to forget because the songs that are on repeat from that album, as I mentioned, Ordinary World, Come Undone, but they are, certainly Ordinary World is very untypical of the album.
I
There's
agree.
nothing else really like that on the album. It stands out, stands apart, I would say, from the rest of the album, which is quite experimental and, very much, we're, I mean, I suppose we had a few albums like this. Big Thing was like this, where we're really exploring, trying to find our way. And I think, because, the band, everybody knew their place at the beginning, right? The five of us were ready to go. And the first three albums very much are, that's the five of us together. We have a synergy, we have a chemistry, and we have a sound. And that sound evolves over the first three albums. And then, Andy and Roger split, and suddenly we're like, whoa, we're rudderless, and the three of us are trying to find the right chemistry, and we sort of find something that works for the Notorious album. But that's, unsustainable because, Niall is really only there to produce. So then Warren becomes the full-time guitar player for the next album. It's just, which is a big thing, but then we've got, the drum seat is like a part time. It's just a bit, I feel those mid-period albums, they're quite difficult. I think maybe that's the reason why I find them difficult to listen to, because there was a lot of, we were trying to get that chemistry that we had with the original five. It was really, it was really difficult, and we never really got it. We'd get comfortable with the drummer, but we didn't quite have the guitar thing down. We'd had, Warren was amazing for a while, but while Warren was was like a principal, we went through probably four or five drummers during that period, so we never really settled down with the drums. And I think really it's only recently Future Past where we've got a guitar player. Graham comes in and just like, and we can just turn it over, and it felt, at least while we were on the in the studio with him, it felt complete. Now that's got nothing to do with the job that Dom does on stage. Dom Brown is a
Of course.
phenomenal on-stage guitar player. It's just, and we've worked a lot with him in the studio. Yeah, I mean, and I haven't even mentioned Red Carpet Massacre or Astronaut. I mean, Jesus. I mean, really, really all over the fucking map, really, when you think from Notorious. And I don't know why we're talking about this necessarily. I suppose the wedding album was super successful because it had two big hits on it. But then we went and, blew it up with Thank You. But yeah, anyway, next. I went down a
Simon
rabbit.
and I on Whoosh were talking about Thank You because he played a track by a band called Galveston, but they spell it funny, not like it. And they do like a complete word for word interpretation of a Velvet Underground song. It sounds like Velvet Underground. There was nothing in it that was different. So I brought up Thank You. I know it's much maligned. I do know, but you put your own spin on these songs, and I feel like you were among the first, and then everybody was doing tribute albums or reinterpretations of songs. And I think if you had come out a little later down the pike, like 96 or 97, with that, you might have fared a little better. I don't know what people thought. Your
Well,
version of Thank You or
Thank You is
Crystal
great.
Ships, or yeah, Crystal Ships is great, White Lines is great. I mean, there's some that is,
Yeah,
not perfect,
whatever.
but
White Lines is in the canon. I mean, that was like the hit on that album, and
yeah.
it's been with us in the show ever since, and there's nothing else in the Duran catalog quite like White Lines. So if there was only White Lines, I would say it was a worthwhile project. But there are some other things of interest, and I shall definitely report back to you after I've reviewed the entire album, four sides of it. But just a point of historical note, it was Brian Ferry actually that really did it first. He did it with These Foolish Things in 1973. And then Bowie did it right after that with Pin-Ups. And so they were two seminal albums for my generation. We did it really, I mean, to be honest, the wedding album was such a grind that I didn't really feel like going back, and starting again, starting an album of new material. A covers album seemed like a relatively easy way to follow it up. But of course it turned into, we didn't share a vision necessarily for how the album should be, hence the two wildly different versions of Wanna Take You Higher
Right.
that are on that album. And a lot of it is disappointing, but it's very difficult because you've got differing ideas about how a song could be made. And but it's the journey, isn't it? And you just keep going and anyway.
I'm excited for that. I know that you re recently, it's not out in the US until I think like next week, but The Greatest on vinyl, the white vinyl. Were you a part of putting that
Very
together?
much so. Very much so.
Oh, wow. So tell me.
I was just pushing for it. I mean, I'm a record shopper. Anybody that knows me, I mean, there's
Right.
never a week goes by that I don't buy something. Usually vinyl. And when I go into vinyl record stores, which are few and far between these days, but they are the haunts still of the super enthusiastic music fan,
Right.
and so when I go in and I see a sort of very thin, Duran Duran, and I see, I just think, we need all of our significant releases need to be available on vinyl, and they haven't been. So, working with management, that's, we've had quite a push this year. So there's going to be considerably more albums. We're now talking, we're kind of looking at Liberty. What was the other one that came up in conversation the other
Astronaut,
day?
right?
No, it wasn't Astronaut. Oh God, I don't think even I could look at that. What the heck was it? Don't remember. Don't remember. But I would like all the albums to be readily available. I don't see why they shouldn't be.
I am in agreement with you. And I was in the city with some young people this weekend, as you know, for something. And right around the corner was a record store, and so many great record stores in the city have closed. And this was Generation Records, and they all went in, and they're not used
Oh
to
yeah, I know that
15
place.
year old record shopping. It was just interesting seeing them and what they were looking for. Just different, definitely generational. So you have some live gigs coming up in the UK. Well, no, Paris and Switzerland. So that's cool. And then Halloween, which has become the Duran
Manchester.
holiday.
Manchester's the
Any
biggie.
and that's the biggie, that's the countdown. Any like scoop that won't get you in trouble about what you're thinking of to make this one special, or is this
There's a
Nick's thing?
new song about to drop. It's not new. It's a remake
Right.
of one of those early songs of ours, and it's really we've really gone to Berlin with this one. It's a really very dark Berlin techno vibe that I really love actually, and I'm not going to tell you what song it is, but keep an eye out for it. That's going to be it's a song you'll know, But it's quite different, and it's
It's
going to be
very
part,
dancey, right? Yeah.
and yeah, I mean, there's going to be, I mean, look, the New York Halloween show last year was like perfect, you know. So really, the idea is to bring that show to Manchester, but you know, there'll be a few tweaks, you know, a couple of songs that we're not going to be doing this time, and there's a couple of songs we are talking about doing this time. The look will be different.
So no pirate theme, right? No, none of that. What was it called?
No,
If you were pirate.
well, it was like, I mean, I don't even want to, I mean, yeah, I was like a, yeah, it was like a ghost ship. It was like a 19th century ghost ship vibe. That was what I how I saw it, you know. But this one is different, and you know, we're starting to have fun with it. We're kind of homing in on it. In fact, Simon and I and Raj have a fitting on Friday, so yeah.
That's exciting. Are
Yeah,
you yeah,
and
that's
I should say, and at the beginning of that little touring run, we're going back to Paris for the first time in I don't know how long. And actually, that is super exciting too. Now, the show that we're going to be taking to Paris is going to be very much the show that we were playing around Europe this summer. So, just FYI to fans that are thinking of coming out to this show, don't expect anything radical. We really want to bring to France because we haven't played a show in France, in Paris, let alone like the whole country in 20 years, maybe. So,
Really?
yeah, so it's really
Wow.
important to. I think the last time we played Paris was with Mark Ronson, actually. We did a gig with him where he kind of did this DJ remix, and I think it was at the.
I
No,
should know
don't remember.
this.
Don't remember, but I think that was the last time. We haven't played like a regular concert in Paris or France for a long time.
Goodness. And then you're doing, well, not Belize, because that's what
No, then we're doing
Balaz,
Basel
Ball,
in
Basel.
Switzerland. Yeah, two
That's
shows
it.
there. Then we're doing Nottingham, where we haven't been in a while. Yeah, and then we've got some things on the west coast of America, Palm Springs, Vegas, over the sort of New Year period, just to six shows, I think.
And then do you
Which is
think
good,
you'll
you
go
know,
out?
keeps us.
Keeps you going. Do you think you'll go out again in the summer of 2026? Do you think you'll go? And what about going back into the studio? Any?
I mean, the last conversation, I mean, everybody's still saying, well, we've got to get Reportage finished. That's, you know, we've been
All
talking
right.
about finishing that and getting that out. We've been talking about doing that. You know, I think, you know, it's just aligning the appetites, you know, so that everybody feels, I mean, you know, an album is a, it's just a big endeavor, you know, so. Not everybody is ready to make that commitment yet. I
You have
mean,
that
I'd still,
Nile song, right? Somewhere?
we've got that coming. Yeah, we've got that coming.
Oh, good.
So, you know, we'll see how that goes.
I want to know personally when you're doing a residency in Vegas. I
Our
want that.
plans. Yeah,
Why?
but the, well, I'll tell you why.
Tell
Now,
me.
you know. Now, I would love to do a residency at the Sphere, you know, and, you know, a lot of artists are doing it now, but here's how it works. Artists play there 3 nights a week, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, or Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. Most artists fly in and out of LA. However, you've got to be looking at doing about 16 shows over 6 weeks. Now, there's not many guys in Duran Duran that want to spend 6 weeks in LA. There just isn't. So
6 weeks or 16 weeks?
six, well, you could, you might have to, no, I said 6 weeks. The logistics of doing it, because Vegas is a weekend city and you
Yes,
need, you
yes.
know, you're not going to be playing Tuesday or you're going to be doing three shows really. a week, but you've got to be in the vicinity. Now, Roger doesn't want to be, he doesn't want to be away from, his son and his home for that length of time, just to be going in and out, so, I just think that's it's complicated. And,
Right.
I was into it. I was really pushing for it. And then recently they've sort of Sphere have sort of they've sort of figured out what their model is, and they need the artists to be able to do like 18 shows, which is a shit ton of tickets actually. But and they do it over a lengthy period of time. So I don't think that's going to happen. We're looking to do another European run next summer. I mean, there's all sorts of conversations going on always, but yeah, I mean, nothing
Cyndi
is,
Lauper
no.
just announced a residency yesterday in Vegas. First of all, she just finished her farewell tour like 2 weeks ago.
Exactly. Didn't she just retire?
Yeah, and then she's doing five shows, and I'm like, when did five shows become a residency? It's in Vegas, so you could always play around with it. I'm just saying. I wanted to know if you've seen the new Spinal Tap movie.
No, I haven't seen any new movies. I'm dying to see this
Nothing.
Paul Thomas Anderson movie. I'm dying to see it, but no, I haven't
Yeah.
seen anything.
Not the Bruce movie yet.
No.
Do you want to see it? The
Yeah.
Bruce movie?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I do. I do. I'm on a bit of a Bruce tear at the moment. I've got his autobiography on audio playing, and I just love it. It's surprising how similar. I relate a lot actually. But so I'm taking the musical journey with him, and I'm almost at Nebraska. I've never listened to that album, so
Oh.
I want to be able to listen to it and get to grips with it before I see the film.
See the film, right?
I don't have to see that film in the movies.
No.
Have you seen a trailer for it or anything?
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, I'll see it because Brian is
Try.
such a big Bruce fan. I didn't find the trailer terribly compelling, but I love
Neither did
Jeremy
I.
Strong.
What I saw, I did not. I did not
No.
find what I saw terribly compelling, but all I saw was live stuff. And I thought,
Yeah.
wait a minute, what? I didn't think it would be about that, but I think they just wanted to show that. I mean, I was hoping for something much more intimate and sort of neurotic, in the way that he goes about, the state of mind that he's in. That I think is funnily enough, I always thought that Nebraska, he went to Nebraska to write Nebraska, but no, he did it in his bedroom in New Jersey, didn't he?
Yeah.
It's
And I think
what's amazing about that guy, one of the many amazing things about that guy is he lives 10 minutes from the house he grew up in.
yeah,
I
he
mean, he
does.
had stayed, he, I mean, he had a period where he moved out to LA, but for the most part, he stayed local.
So, before I end our cafe, because I was thinking you'll be back at in December for the year-end cafe, and then you're always January, so you'll be back before you know it. Obviously, there have been so much Oasis stuff going on. Did you see Oasis or you didn't see them? You were
No,
never a
no.
huge fan, were you? Yeah, Simon was or is. And Liam Gallagher was recently asked to put together his super group, living or not. And I just thought, I'm going to ask John. Being like the muso, I think, of the band and the person who has such varied musical taste. What would be your super group today, which I'm sure is different
Oh.
than 22-year-old John's super group?
I think I'd have the other Roger Taylor on drums.
Really?
I think I'd have Niall on rhythm guitar.
Okay.
And and I've maybe the other guy in Queen on guitar.
Brian May.
Yeah. Stinger. Who did a stinger? Whoa. Maybe, you know what I like? I like that girl Jade. The one that was in Little Mix. Maybe it's somebody,
Oh
maybe, I'm kind of into her at the moment. And maybe I'll put
my.
her out front, Yeah.
That's so funny. I just saw
Just to bring
something on
me,
Little
just to
Mix.
bring me out the me the average age down a bit.
That's incredible. I would pay to see that.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, why not? You have to
Yeah.
think of a good name though. All right. Well, I am through all my
Right.
questions for you. I
Yeah.
greatly appreciate the time
Yeah, no
and
problem.
have a great run of shows. I look forward to seeing pictures and hearing about it, and then getting you back in the cafe in December.
Yeah, great. All right, kiddo. Thank you.
Well,
Thanks for your time.
thanks, JT. I'll speak to you
Bye-bye.
soon. Take
Bye.
care, bud. Bye.